Shalom Aleichem. We are continuing the topic of Ayin Hara, and our specific question today is, what are the major causes of Ayin Hara? Yesterday we started with, is there a real basis for Ayin Hara? And we concluded after seeing six sources, and there are numerous others, but we saw six sources that indeed, based on Psukim in the Torah, and based on Chazal, Zach, Gemara, Medrash, etc., based on the Rishonim, that indeed there is a real basis for concern over Ayin Hara. And today we're going to talk about the high-level causes for Ayin Hara. So the first one is much simpler and much more commonly understood, that when people are jealous of another, so there's A and he has something that others are jealous of, that indeed can cause him an Ayin Hara. And we will get into more detail on that, Amir Tashem, tomorrow. Just one example of this, or actually one source for this, is a Mishnah in Avos. We saw it yesterday, but we didn't explain it as follows. Ayin Hara, V'yetzer Hara, V'sina Sabrios. There are three things. One is an Ayin Hara. One is somebody's yetzer hara, one is hatred of people. Motzim es hadam min ha'olam, can cause somebody's death, can take him early out of this world. This is specifically talking about the first type of cause of ayin hara, that is jealousy, kina. When people are jealous of another, that causes that other to have an ayin hara. And that's the explanation of Rabbeinu Yonah on this Mishnah, that Rabbi Yoshua Omer ayin hara. What does that mean, ayin hara? Perush mishen osameh pechako, if you have somebody B, who is not happy with his lot. For example, he is jealous of the wealth of another. So he's looking at the other and he's saying, when will my wealth be like his? That is causing bad, not only to himself. He's not causing himself an Ayin Hara, but it's not good for himself. And as we will talk later on in the coming days and weeks, but he is causing an Ayin Hara to his friend. That is to A, who has the wealth. So when others are jealous of somebody because of something he has, that causes that individual an Ayin Hara. So that is cause number one, why somebody would have an Ayin Hara. We'll Amir Tashem get into more detail on that. Number two is the less known type of Ayin Hara. And this is not when you have somebody who's stingy or upset that somebody else has something he doesn't have, that B being upset, jealous over A. He doesn't have the intention to cause any damage to A, nothing like that. But it is a situation where something miraculous, something unbelievable or shocking that happens, something miraculous happens to A, and B, or many Bs, they are looking on at that. It's not that that comes from a jealousy, but it's just from the shock, the astonishment that such an amazing nace, something so incredible could happen to somebody. So we'll give an example of this, a couple examples of this. There are numerous in the Gemara, but we'll give a couple from the Chumash. And the first one is as follows. Klal Yisrael being sent into Galus, into Mitzrayim, was a result of Ayin Hara. That is the explanation of Rabbeinu Bachya. He says as follows. Avram Avinu had a hey added to his name. He went from Avram to Avraham. Basically reading the Rabbeinu Bachya, translating it into English, Lilifish, Nitosep, Avram, Ozhei, Shemida Sadin, to Avram's name was added to Hei. Hei represents Mida Sadin. Accordingly, Lachen Shaltabo Ayin Hara, he, because of that, had an Ayin Hara, Shehumi Koach Hadin, Shenigzar Al Zorali, Ishtabed, the Mitzrayim Arba Moshan. It was as a result of this, and we'll have to see what that means, because Avram, when he had the Hei, he received a lot of bracha. He had a Yitzchak in his very old age, which is something that was astonishing, shocking, a nace, really a miracle that happened that people are looking on. That is what caused the Ayin Hara to people and the going down into Mitzrayim 400 years. In fact, that's the gematria of Ayin Ra is 400 years. And that's what the Pasuk says, that they were enslaved and afflicted for 400 years. So what is all this is going on? So the Sefer Ayin Hara Be'en Ayadus explains as follows. The explanation is that Ayin Hara, it is as a result of something that is miraculous, astonishing to people. And that was the miraculous birth of Yitzchak. And when you have something astonishing to, like that, that causes an Ayin Hara. And even more so, this caused the death, the premature death of Sarah Imenu. That's what the Zohar explains. Kasiba Lakashi Himesa. Why did Sarah die early? Kodem Zmana Haisa Osa Ayin Hara. That was that Ayin Hara from people that they were looking at the Nes, the miracle of the birth of Yitzhak from her, from Avram, because they were so elderly. And that was just an astonishing thing for people. It wasn't, and he explains beautifully, it's not that they were jealous. Why was it that it's not that they were jealous? Because, in fact, this came from a difficult place. Avram and Sarah, the norm would have been to have, an expectation would have been to have children when younger. Other people are not jealous that they had children when older. That was a difficult thing for them to not have it early. Other people were having children in the normal, natural course, and they had to wait. So what he proves from this is it's not that people were jealous of something that they didn't have. The bees of the world were jealous that Avram and Sarah now had a child. They had their children already. So that's not the cause of this type of ayin hara. This is a different type of an ayin hara when somebody has a nace, even if it's not something that generates stinginess, jealousy from others, but just the fact that somebody has something astonishing or miraculous happen, that causes an ayin hara. And he brings another example of this when Yitzchak was saved from the Akedas Yitzchak, from the Akedah. So the Medrash says as follows, after the Akedah, Avram actually hid Yitzchak because he was concerned about having an ayin hara that would result as the nace of the Akedah. And we'll have to see what the nace, the miracle of the Akedah is. And Avram Avinu was contrasting this when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, after they were saved from being burned in the fire, they came out alive. They had an ayin hara when people found out about what happened to them, and that caused them to die prematurely from this world. This is what the Medrash says. The Medrash says as follows, Vayeshev Avram el Na'arav. Avram returned after the Akedah Yitzchak to the Na'arim that were waiting for him, Eliezer and Yishmael, so he returned to them. But it sounds like from this pasuk that Avram returned and he returned by himself. So where was Yitzchak? That's the question of the Medrash. Shrabi Chanina Omar Shlacho Balayla Mibnei Ayin. He sent them during the night, go away during the night because he was concerned about an Ayin Hara, because look what happened at Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They, when they were saved from the Kishva and Aish, from the fire, they were never mentioned again. Where did they go? So Rabbi Yossi says they died because of the Ayin Hara. Avram Avinu wanted to avoid the Ayin Hara, just like was by Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. And obviously, this is the type of jealousy, this is the type of Ayin Hara. It's not from jealousy, because what are people going to be jealous? They don't want to be thrown in the Kivshan Ha'is. This is not something that they would want to be thrown in, but this is the second type of Ayin Hara that results from astonishment. When somebody has a nace that happens to them, even if people aren't jealous, and even if they're not intending to cause harm to another, but the bees of the world are still paying close attention to what happened to A because it was miraculous, and accordingly, that causes a Ayin Hara, the second type of Ayin Hara. So what was the nace that happened at the Kedas Yitzchak? So the Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer explains as follows. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kevan Shigia Cherev al Tzavoro, as soon as the Cherev, the knife, got to the neck of Yitzchak, Parcha v'yatza nishmato shel Yitzchak. Yitzchak died. His neshama left him. Having said that, Kevan Shishmiya Kolo Mibin Shnei Kruvim Va'amar Atishlach Yad Chalanar, but as soon as he heard his name, as soon as he heard the voice coming forth from between the two Kruvim, don't slaughter. It's Avram Avinu is telling Avram, don't slaughter the boy, don't slaughter Yitzchak, leave him alone. His soul returned to his body, and he was set free, and he stood up. And on that, Yitzchak said, Baruch atah Hashem Echayim Esim, blessed be you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you resurrected the dead. In other words, Yitzchak had passed away. His neshama had left him, and it was only miraculous. It was miraculous that he returned to them. It was only when he heard the words, Atishlach Yaz El Anar, that his neshama returned. So we see an amazing nace that happened to Yitzchak as well, and it was Avram wanting to avoid the Ayin Hara that he sent Yitzchak away. And again, we have now another source for learning about this second type of Ayin Hara. The first one, when people are jealous, the bees of the world are jealous of A because he has something that they don't have. But here we have the second type of Ayin Hara. It's not that they're jealous of something that they don't have, but still they're looking on and they are shocked, surprised. They see a nace, something miraculous happen to A, and that in of itself, without their being jealous, still brings on an Ayin Hara. And there are many other sources for this as well. And Amir Tashem, we will get into more detail tomorrow on the first source. When people are jealous, what are the types of things that people are jealous that we have to be careful about? An Ayin Hara. Have a wonderful day.